Hello and welcome to the Motivation Mob Podcast. I am your host, MW. Hey, Motivation Mob, MW here. So, you want success in life. How do you go about creating the success that you want to have in your life? Because if you want to be successful in any area of your life, it requires you to take action. You can be successful in any area of your life as long as you take enough of the right action. I've said that in previous episodes, I'll say that in future episodes. Why? Because it's true. Your success is in your hands. So, again, just to touch on a little bit of what I said in yesterday's episode. What does success mean to you? In what areas of your life do you want to succeed? What does success look like? The only person who can define what success looks like, in fact, the only person whose definition of success even matters, is you. Your definition of what success matters, and it matters in the context of your own life. My definition of what success is, it matters to me, but it doesn't matter to you. Don't listen to what my idea of success is, because unless my idea of success is identical to yours, which it almost certainly is not, then you shouldn't listen to what I talk about when I start talking about what success actually is. There is no single definition, and the only definition of what success is the definition that you use. The only definition that matters is your definition, all right? So, how do you actually start moving towards success? How do you do it? Specifically, how do you do it? Well, if you want to move yourself towards success, towards something that you want to have, something that you want to be, something that you want to do in your life, what does that really mean? Well, it means you do not have that thing right now. You do not do that thing you want to do right now. You are not as you want to be right now. So how do you become who you want to become? How do you do the things you want to do? How do you get the things you want to have? By solving problems. By solving problems, you can begin to have what you want. You can begin to be who you want, and you can begin to do everything that you want to do. Solve problems. Again, this is something I've said in previous episodes, that if you want to be successful, the quality and the likelihood of your success depends upon your ability to solve the problems that you have in your life. If you can solve problems in your life, you can start moving yourself towards success. That lack of success that you feel right now in your life, that is a problem. A problem that you can fix. A problem that you must fix. Problems are only challenges, puzzles. Every puzzle, every challenge has a solution. If you find yourself right now at a place in your life where you're not happy with the quality of your relationships, that is a problem. That problem has a solution. And you can only get to the solution of the problem by taking the actions that will create the solution. For you to get that success that you want, the quality of relationships that you long for, you need to take action. Enough of the right action. You need to uncover what the solution is and then take action, massive amounts of action, based upon the solution that you uncover. If you want better quality relationships, that is the problem. But what is the cause, the actual source of the problem? You see, the fact that your relationships are not as you would like them to be, that is a symptom of the real problem. So what is the real problem? Well, you have to dig deeper. You have to get all the way to the source of this lack, the thing, the belief, the actions that created this lack of quality in your relationships. So suppose that the reason your relationships are not as you would like them is because you don't communicate well. You don't communicate effectively. If a lack of quality communication has damaged the quality of the relationships you have in your life, well, for you to get the quality that you want, you need to solve the problem. And the problem here, the real problem, is the fact that you do not communicate well enough. And by learning how to communicate better, and by the way, for you to learn how to communicate better means you have to take action. You have to practice communicating better. You need to actively participate in the growth that you need to experience. You need to be a willing participant in the process of growing into the kind of person who communicates in the way that will create the quality of relationship that you want. Does that make sense? So fix the real problem. What am I really trying to tell you here? I just used this entire example, but what is it I'm actually saying? Do you really hear what it is I'm saying? Can you see in your mind's eye what specifically the message is that I'm trying to impress on you? Here's the thing. If you want to have long-term success in your life, if you want to begin to be more successful in your life, starting today, starting right this very minute, you need to make the solution to your problems more important than the problems themselves. Focus on the solution, not the problem. The problem will go away if you focus enough on the solution and you take enough action to get yourself towards that place that you want to be in your life. Focus on the solution, not the problem. If you find yourself in a place in your life right now where you don't have the motivation that you need to go out and achieve the things that will make you feel successful, if you're at a place in your life right now where motivation is elusive, where you just cannot find that motivation, it deserts you when you need it most, if that is where you are in your life right now, that is a problem. But what specifically is the source of this problem? Could it be your beliefs? Could it be that you somehow devalue the things you want to achieve in some way? There could be any number of real problems, the real problems underlying the problem that you perceive. Of course, the problem that you perceive is a lack of motivation, but that is not the real problem. That is just a symptom. So what do? You can focus on the fact that you do not have motivation. You can focus on the problem. But by focusing on the problem, you cannot focus on the solution. And the solution is what will give you the motivation that you need in order for you to take the necessary actions, the action that will give you the success that you want to have in your life. Focus on the solution. Focus on the solution. How many times in your life have you been in a situation where you had a massive challenge, a massive problem, a massive hurdle, a massive obstacle standing right before you? How many times in your life have you had something go completely wrong and you focused almost all of your energy on the problem and not the solution? How many times has that happened to you? How many times have you found yourself in a certain situation in life? Let's say maybe you're broke right now. Maybe it's not even just right now. Maybe you're perpetually broke. You always find more month at the end of your money than you're comfortable or happy to find every single month. That's a problem that you have in your life. What about if you've put on a lot of weight recently and you just want to lose that weight and feel good about yourself, feel good about your body, be able to fit into your clothes well enough, be able to wear that pair of jeans you haven't been able to wear for the past 2 or 3 years? Well, that weight that you've put on, that weight that you want to lose, that is the problem. But you won't overcome the problem by focusing on it. If you want to overcome the problems in your life, you need to focus on the solutions. If you want to have success in your life, if you want to have success in your life, let me say it one last time. If you want to have success in your life, you need to focus on the solutions. It's very easy. It is deceptively easy to focus on the problems, especially when the problems are so pressing, especially when the problems cause you so much stress. Look, if you are falling behind on your bills and you just don't have enough income to close the gap, that is a massive problem. It is going to take a lot of your mental energy. It is going to cause you a lot of stress. It is going to cause you to feel a lot of negative emotion. But you cannot overcome that problem. You cannot fix that problem by focusing on the problem itself. I am not saying that you shouldn't understand the problem. You should understand the problem. And to understand the problem, you need to look at it as close as possible to figure out specifically what it is that has created this entire problem. Let's go back to the examples I used, all right? Just pick any example. You have the problem, and under the problem, you have the real problem, the source of the problem. Let's use motivation. If you have a lack of motivation in your life, the lack of motivation is not the real problem. The lack of motivation is the symptom. The real problem is something else. The real problem is causing you to have that lack of motivation. And by understanding what the real problem is, you can begin to find a solution that will fix the real problem. And when you have a solution in mind, focus on the solution. If you don't have a solution still, focus on the solution. Focus on finding a solution. Focus on testing solutions. Focus on trying and failing. And just keep focusing on finding the solution to the problem you have right in front of you. If you focus long enough, if you put in enough effort, if you keep trying and failing and asking people and getting advice and reading books and just trying to get as much information about the problem that's right in front of you, and if you take action based upon the things you've been able to understand, the things you've been able to learn, the things you've been told by other people, the knowledge you've gathered, if you take enough action, you will eventually, one way or the other, force this problem, well, the symptom, out of your life by fixing the root cause of the problem. If you want to have success in your life, if you feel a lack of success in one or more areas of your life, that lack of success in that area of your life is the symptom. If you want to get rid of that symptom forever, if you want to have that feeling of being successful in your life, if you want to have that satisfaction that comes with feeling that success, feeling like you have succeeded in life, if you want to have that relief, that peace of mind that you will have that comes with knowing that you have become successful in your life, you need to focus on fixing the problem. You need to focus on taking the actions that will give you the success that you want. You need to focus on the solution. Don't focus on the lack itself. The lack will be there if you do nothing about it. It doesn't matter how hard you focus on that lack. If you do not have $2 to rub together in your pocket right now, focusing on the fact that you do not have that money in your pocket right now will not make any money magically appear. But if you focus on the solution, if you know that you don't have a single dollar bill to put your name on, if you know that you don't have a single dollar bill that you can claim as your own right now, well, don't focus on the fact that you do not have a dollar. Focus on how you can earn a dollar right now. Focus on what you can do to bring in that dollar that you do not have in your pocket right now. Focus on the solution. Focus on the solution. Focus on the solution. And that solution will give you the success that you want to have in your life. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you found it useful. And listen, if you haven't subscribed already, if you haven't clicked follow, if you haven't clicked like, I don't know where you're watching this or listening to this from. Click like, click subscribe, click follow. Why? Because over the next few days, I'm going to be talking more about success, just success in general and having more success in life. So if you want to be a part of that, if you want to know as soon as those videos or podcast episodes are ready for you to consume, to watch, to listen to, then please click subscribe, follow, like, and do all of that. That way you will know as soon as something comes up. How does that sound? And one more thing before I part ways with you. One last thing. Share this with somebody you love, anybody in your life. Or, in fact, share it with everybody. Share it with absolutely everybody. Because if you share this with just one person, or you share it with everybody, and they understand some of what it is I'm trying to share with you and with them, and they take it into their lives, and they start changing a little bit of the way they see their problems and how they go about focusing on the problem versus focusing on the solution. If they make that change, my friend, they will be very successful in their lives in the future. And because you shared this with them, if they make those changes, that success that they will have, that will be all because you loved them enough to share this message with them. All right, so we'll be together in the next episode.